From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Putin supportive of American proposal for Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin said he agrees with an American proposal to incorporate opposition representatives in Syria's government, but balked at the idea that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should step down immediately. During a wide-reaching interview with CNN at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, Putin said the only way to ensure that democracy takes hold in Syria is with a new constitution and new elections at all levels of government based on that constitution. Tens of thousands of people have protested the presence of U.S. military bases on the Japanese island of Okinawa after an American contractor and former Marine was accused of raping and killing a local woman. The rally today called for a review of the U.S.-Japanese security agreement, which burdens Okinawa with hosting the bulk of U.S. troops in Japan. Jeff Kingston is a professor of Asian study and history at Temple University's Japan campus.
They feel so frustrated. You know, they've put up with a lot for a very long time. Nobody seems to listen. And so I think that these protests are not going to just go away. They're not going to die down.
Belgium has carried out major security sweeps, and prosecutors said they are charging three suspects with terrorist activity. This comes hours after the country's National Security Council met to review mounting evidence of an imminent attack. Prime Minister said Belgium would remain extremely vigilant, hour by hour. Coming to you from Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says detention is not the answer to Europe's refugee crisis and should end immediately. Mr. Ban met with refugees from war, terrorism, and poverty on the Greek island of Lesbos.
The challenge is growing. Every day around the world, thousands of families continue to flee their homes. Every month, 450 people lose their lives in the Mediterranean Sea.
The UN chief called on European countries to respond to the crisis with a humane and human rights-based approach. Tens of thousands of migrants from Syria, Afghanistan, and other trouble spots are in camps in Greece hoping to find permanent homes in the European Union. President Obama stressed his administration's efforts to improve the environment during a visit to Yosemite National Park, but said much more needs to be done to safeguard the natural beauty of such preserves.
Here in Yosemite, meadows are drying out. Bird ranges are shifting farther northward. Alpine mammals like pikas are being forced further upslope to escape higher temperatures. Yosemite's largest glacier, once a mile wide, is now almost gone.
The president, First Lady Michelle Obama, and their daughters Sasha and Malia drove through dense forest, enjoying the views in the nation's oldest national park. Yosemite is more than 3,000 square kilometers of mostly undeveloped wilderness. Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican U.S. presidential nominee, is complaining that some Republicans are trying to thwart the official declaration of his nomination at next month's National Party nomination convention. Some delegates say they want to change the party's rules to allow delegates to vote for someone other than the brash billionaire real estate mogul. Trump's opponent says he does not represent the Republicans' traditional conservative policy positions and that his comments about women, Muslims, and Mexicans make him unacceptable as the Republican standard bearer. The U.S.-based giant aviation corporation Boeing has reached an agreement with Iran to sell the country 100 passenger planes, Iran's aviation authority announced today. The deal is one of three separate agreements made between Iran and Western plane makers for a total of around 200 aircraft since Washington lifted economic sanctions on the country in January. The contract for the Boeing planes is worth an estimated $17 billion, and it should be completed. If it does get completed, it would be the first time Iran bought planes from Boeing since before the 1979 Islamic Revolution. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.